you remember full-service gas stations? Well, 30-cent gas and full-service stations may be a thing of the past, but trust, service, love, and the attention to care need not be. This meditation from Galatians chapter 6 will help you learn to recognize moments to serve, opportunities to care, and possibilities to show love through divine encounters with God. We will be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your meditation by softening your gaze. Think of closing a door as you close your eyes, and consent to surrender to the presence of God, the concern of the Holy Spirit, and the care of Christ. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Hebrews chapter 3. And just respond humbly, "Heavenly Father, help me show care to others." Our sacrifice is to keep offering praise to God in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, help me show care to others. But don't forget to help others and to share your possessions with them. Heavenly Father, help me show care to others. Helping others is like offering a sacrifice that pleases God. So Heavenly Father, help me show care to others. Stay here and relax in secret prayer before your Heavenly Father. Spend a few moments now just resting in the hope of God's promises as the Holy Spirit prepares to transform your thoughts to those of Christ. As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note now of what you feel in His presence. God caring for you, and by His grace through faith in Christ, God loving you. Be alert to how you respond with Him near when He serves you. Is there anything keeping you from surrendering to the care, the grace, and the love of Christ right now? Well, not to worry. Just simply note that for now. Don't linger there. Just be aware of any blocks to receiving His care. As you note each thought blocking you from God, surrender each to the Spirit of God, and then let them pass. Give them no power, just shoo them away as they arise, and then let them float on by. Scan your thoughts for any emotions that may keep you from serving. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal them, and then let them pass by without effort as you center on Christ and His care. Your mind will surely drift, and that's natural. Just let the awareness of your drifting mind be a reminder to return to the hope that you have in God and His care. In fact, perhaps whisper the word care as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred word care to help you return to the presence of God, the concern of the Holy Spirit, and the care of Christ. Just whisper care as you drift in and out of His presence. Now in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three readings. Don't listen too closely. Just simply be aware of God's voice from His words in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, from the New International Version. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Where did you notice your attention being drawn? What do you think God wanted you to hear? Well, begin to silently meditate on that for just a moment. After pausing longer just then, what words of God still echo through your mind? Once again, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Rest here longer in stillness as these words of care and goodness just saturate your mind. In this second divine reading, relate the passage to your feelings and emotions. What feelings does the Holy Spirit stir within you from these words? What sensations do you feel as you listen with affection in your heart to a wider reading from the New King James Version? Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Let your mind drift through the imagery of serving. How does it feel to serve others, to care for others, to emulate Christ as you respond to the needs of those around you? Consent to the Holy Spirit guiding you through these emotions. In this third divine reading, simply let the hope-filled words of service soak into you. No reaction, no response. Let this be a time of deep connection beyond words and beyond thoughts as you listen to a wider reading now from the English Standard Version. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment. Imagine that full-service gas station, or a store, maybe a hotel, one that specializes in exceptional customer care. What are the little touches? Maybe people greeting you the moment you walk in, making eye contact, just smiling at you, someone anticipating your needs. Well, in this space, imagine being cared for. How does it feel? Does it seem foreign somehow, or does it seem enjoyable? Well, rest there in that moment. Be present there, reflecting how it feels to be cared for, to be loved. As you were present in your imagination being cared for, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. With your eyes closed, consider ways for you to love and care for those around you today, to intentionally love, care, and assure someone you meet today. Take a moment now to encounter Him as you prepare your heart for that opportunity. Rest for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, "Heavenly Father, help me show care to others." Let that be the sacred word the Holy Spirit gives to help you return to the Lord throughout your day. Care. Receive this prayer of blessing now from His Word. May the Lord give you strength to not grow weary while doing good. Remember, in due season, you will reap a harvest if you do not lose heart. As you have opportunity, do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Now may you be filled with hope, fullness of life, and the power that comes from God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. So, in the days ahead, or even this very moment, you may face a moment of need, when earthly demands are more than you can shoulder. But rejoice in those moments, as they are reminders that God is faithful and able to shoulder the weight. He is able to care for each of your needs. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to care for another, and in doing so, letting them see the face of God. Maybe a friend, a family member, or a wandering stranger in need. How can you help someone today? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, expect to experience needs, but then be reminded of the care of God. Keeping your eyes peeled for opportunity to do good to all, and there, encounter the care of God.